Hello, I'm Dr. Ethna Reed, Director of the Exemplary Center for Reading Instruction in Salt Lake City, Utah. This is the 11th lesson in our series, and I want to thank Gardner Reed at Beehive Video for faithfully getting the show on the road every other Monday. This has not been easy, since both of us have had other full-time commitments. We've worked the shows in, even on bad hair days and when we've only had a very limited amount of time. We knew the lessons would not be polished performances. They are videotaped at Reed School using teachers, sometimes on the spur of the moment. I am grateful to the teachers for their willingness to participate. We appreciate the calls that come to us and email reports from those who view the shows and recognize the effort expended. Teachers have been learning from the lessons, and that was our purpose. Thanks for validating that for us. One of the teachers who finished viewing the lesson, Why Teach Penmanship, requested the videotape to show her students. She wanted them to hear the rationale for learning to write well. Based on teachers' requests, today's lesson is the first part of teaching literature and also on integrating the teaching of writing with literature and with critical comprehension. Because of the breadth of the subject, it will be presented in two parts. Three previous lessons that focused on the teaching of sounds and new words are prerequisites for teaching students to read the literature contained in their basic reading programs. The vocabulary the students learn comes from the literature they will be reading. Until a student is able to pronounce words correctly and obtain meaning from them, the teaching of reading comprehension, study skills, and literature cannot be taught effectively. The editor of the American Educator, summer 1995, wrote, "This we can say with certainty. If a child in a modern society like ours does not learn to read, he doesn't make it in life. If he doesn't learn to read well enough to comprehend what he is reading, if he doesn't learn to read effortlessly enough to render reading pleasurable, if he doesn't learn to read fluently enough to read broadly and reflectively across all the content areas, his chances for a fulfilling life, by whatever measure, academic success, financial success, the ability to find interesting work, personal autonomy, self-esteem, are practically nil." ECRI helps teachers to teach reading so students read effortlessly and fluently, even at the pre-primer level of reading, across all the content areas. Before students read, whether it's in the first grade or the seventh grade reading level, the teacher introduces key vocabulary words, comprehension skills, and the literature genre they will be studying. The teacher also teaches a corresponding writing skill. For example, after students learn to recognize and read a fairy tale, they learn to write one.
I like studying different types of poetry, the limerick haiku, free verse, lyric, and narrative poetry. Our teacher shared examples of each type of poetry. We read them from special collections, as well as from transparencies and from our literature books. We chose our favorite poems and made personal anthologies. We also wrote poetry in class and at home as we studied each type. I chose two of my free verse poems to go into our school anthology of children's poetry. Peaches. Peaches soft, fuzzy, luscious, pretty round peaches hang perfectly on branches waiting to be picked. The universe. Planets watch what everyone does. Stars are like chalk, drawing the Big and Little Dipper. The Milky Way is a cape, protecting her family of stars.
In Reed School, besides an excellent school library and the classroom basic reading or literature books, there are over 90 literature kits shared by 8 teachers. The kits are divided into genre, thematic, and author and illustrator studies that teachers choose to use to enhance their literature, science, and social studies. The thematic books are divided into 3 reading levels: beginning, intermediate, and secondary. The genre and author and illustrator kits each contain 40 to 50 books on different reading grade levels.
We like all of the choices of books we have to read in each of the literature kits. The variety of books in each of the kits makes reading more interesting.
We often create poster presentations to add to our study of literature. We present oral reports and display our findings from our reading about the lives of great artists, such as Degas, Goya, Grandma Moses, Michelangelo, Raphael, Renoir, and Van Gogh. We work together to make an art history timeline as we studied art and the timeline graphic aid.
We're excited as our teacher adds to our study of literature with real experiences. When we studied colonial America, one of our groups made Johnny Cake to represent the New England colonies. Another of our groups made snickerdoodles to represent the Middle Atlantic colonies, and a third group made shortening bread to represent the Southern colonies. We also read journals and diaries from that time period, and then we wrote in our own.
We ate applesauce and pancakes when we learned about Johnny Appleseed and Paul Bunyan and other tall tales. We really liked writing tall tales.
As we studied propaganda, we learned about video production. In groups, we wrote and then produced advertisements using the emotional words and common touch technique. These videos are available to see. We also wrote advertisements to persuade other students to read our favorite book.
ECRI provides a day-by-day schedule for teaching comprehension, literature, study skills, and writing if teachers want to use it. A new skill in each of those three areas is taught every 2 or 3 days. A yearly schedule reassures teachers that most of the reading skills can be taught in a 2 or 3 year period. The teachers in a school who follow the schedule and teach the same skills each day do not use the same examples on transparencies as they teach. The examples the teachers use depend upon their students' reading grade levels. ECRI's teaching literature text is divided into 3 major sections. The first section introduces students to literature. Students learn that prose, poetry, and drama are literature and are called literature because of their excellence of form and expression. Good literature expresses ideas that are of universal interest and can be either fiction or nonfiction. In this section of the text, students are taught to recognize and read short stories, novels, essays, expositions, anecdotes, fairy tales, folk tales, legends, epics, tragedies, dialects, dialogues, monologues, comedies, farces, parodies, puns, diaries, journals, and so on. In the second section, students find how authors describe and develop characters, setting, point of view, suspense, and so on. As you can see from the table of contents, students learn many other strategies that authors use as they write. In the third section, students are led to sense the rhythm and meter in language. They learn that authors use sound to express meaning. They learn to read with expression. They are taught to recognize various types of poetry and figures of speech. They learn to recognize mood, tone, subject, theme, and meaning in the author's writing. In the teaching writing texts, many lessons correspond to the literature, comprehension, and study skills reading lessons. After students, for example, recognize the strategies an author uses to create suspense in a story, they learn to use the same strategies as they write suspenseful stories. For example, authors create suspense by raising questions in the reader's mind. Students listened to the old-time mystery radio shows, and then they were asked to write a suspenseful play and tape it. They had to learn to use a narrator unless the dialogues told the story. The teacher provided sound effect tapes that the students could use. This is one that was created by a student. We'll just play part of it.
One misty and foggy night, Mrs. Smith was reading in the front room. She heard footsteps upstairs. She felt a little scared.
Honey, is that you?
Then a man appeared before her eyes.
You're not my husband! Ah!
One of the neighbors heard her scream and called the police. The police arrived 4 minutes later and went in and surrounded the house.
How weird.
Yeah, really.
Our next mini lesson will continue with the same theme of teaching literature and writing. If you have questions, please call 1-800-468-ECRI. Thank you.